All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, so therefore it is time for Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. 7 big matches on the card. Newcomer to the PWA, signed today, Black Bart. We'll see him in action with Cowboy Ron Bass in tag team against Jimmy Wang Yang and the Italian Stallion. We've got Nightmare Ken Wayne defending the television title against Bugsy McGraw. Jimmy Jack Funk facing off against Flying Brian Pillman. Billy Gunn facing off against Gentleman Chris Adams. Honky Tonk Man and Iceman King Parsons against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. The Freebirds versus Rough and Ready. And then the main event, non-title, Kerry Von Erich versus Terry Funk. And this match will have a little bit of a perk to it. So we'll get to that in a few moments. But first, as usual, we start off with the television title match. Nightmare Ken Wayne facing off against Bugsy McGraw. And this was not Ken Wayne's night. He had some good moments, but Bugsy was just too much for him. Bugsy wins the match and the title in a time of 6 minutes, 9 seconds after a pile driver. Next, we have Jimmy Jack Funk facing off against Flying Brian Pillman. And Jimmy Jack Funk is just on his own little rampage once again. I'm really kind of tired of the rampage, but then again, so was like every other promoter that ever worked with him. And he is just going on about the sissy lover, Brian Pillman. That's just almost as bad as the Asian cowboy wannabe. And so Funk just starts beating on Pillman at the beginning of the match. And for the bulk of this 10-minute time limit match, it seems to be like Funk is just going to try to really injure Pillman. But in the end, Pillman gets a second wind. He gets a little bit of a break and then tries to get control of the match. But behind the referee's back, Jimmy Jack Funk clotheslines him with the bull rope, choking him a little bit while Nathaniel Whitlock has the referee distracted before finally being able to pin Pillman in a time of 8 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winner is Jimmy Jack Funk. Now we have the newcomer, Black Bart, and his many-time tag team partner, Cowboy Ron Bass, facing off against Jimmy Wang Yang and the Italian Stallion. And this match didn't even really get started because Black Bart flew into the corner, crushing Italian Stallion, bringing him out for a power slam, getting the pin in a time of 42 seconds. Your winners are Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart. Like I said, the match didn't even get to be started. And so they make their way back to the interview room with Lance, and they're trying to figure out, okay, there's supposed to be competition here. How come they're done in less than a minute? Well, that was their first match together in the PWA. You don't come in expecting a world tag team title shot. Although I'm sure the Smoking Guns would give them one if they really wanted one. But like everywhere else, you got to work your way up the ladder in order to get that shot. And first up this week was Jimmy Wang Yang and Italian Stallion. Bass and Bart are not exactly happy with Lance's responses, but they go off anyway. Then we come out to Alexandra York. York Foundation member Gentleman Chris Adams in this next match. And she's at the interview desk with Lance, chatting a little bit, just having a moment in regards to Adams' match against Billy Gunn. But then Lance turns to the question of Rick Rude, the world heavyweight champion, and him not showing up again. And Alexandra says it's none of Lance's business. It's none of the fans' business. It's none even of my business where Rude is. He is the world heavyweight champion, and he will fight whenever he decides to. And he will show up whenever he decides to, because he is the world heavyweight champion. Well, Alexandra doesn't give us a prediction for this match because the computer is down, air quotes included. But it is a great match between Billy Gunn and Gentleman Chris Adams. Both men having great moments. Adams misses the super kick and then ends up losing to the Famouser in a time of 13 minutes, 23 seconds. Your winner and kind of cruising along as a singles wrestler right now, Billy Gunn, who's on riding a little bit of a high right now. Adams is not happy. Alexandra is not happy. But once again, she tries to convince Billy to join the York Foundation. And that gets Bobby Heenan all steamed up. And that brings Bart Gunn out. Because Bart, being one half of the World Tag Team Champions, has not ever been involved in one of these negotiations. He's never been asked. Because he's fine with Bobby Heenan. And so then the Guns attack Adams. Billy tosses Alexander to the side. That brings out Christopher Daniels and Eddie Gilbert to make it a 3-on-2. Bobby Heenan tries to get in the way, but Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert throws another fireball in his face. Heenan is going to end up having an eternal sunburn, I believe, with his interactions with Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. But they clear the ring out and then leaves just the York Foundation standing in the ring. And that brings out the microphone once again. Alexandra gives the microphone to Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And Gilbert says he wants one man. And that's the Honky Tonk Man. He wants the man who could be one day the man who could be the next Illinois heavyweight champion if he can get his hands on his former tag team partner, that being the Honky Tonk Man. And, well, Honky Tonk Man is more than happy to oblige. And since there are three in the ring, he brings out Iceman King Parsons with him and challenges the two of them, Gilbert and Daniels, to a match. He wants Adams all to himself, so he doesn't want him mixed up in this match. He wants Adams all to himself. And they agree. Adams stays at ringside with Alexandra, promising to stay in the corner. I mean, he's a gentleman after all. He's going to keep his word, right? Well, Alexandra puts the computer to the test and says that Christopher Daniels and Eddie Gilbert will win this match in less than 10 minutes. Well, we have the four in the ring, and they go at it tooth and nail. Parsons is his big moments. He has the butt thump on, or he hits the butt thump on Christopher Daniels, knocking him out of the ring, which brings Gilbert in. Well, then, as David Manning is trying to get him out of the ring, Chris Adams slides into the ring, super kicks Iceman, so that Daniels can slide into the ring and cover him to get the win in a time of 8 minutes, 10 seconds. Well, the computer glitch must be fixed because the computer got it right. So your winners are Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And Chris Adams comes back in and they do a 3-on-1 beatdown on Honky Tonk Man. And once Iceman gets back up, then they beat on him as well until Ken Wayne, Italian Stallion, Jimmy Wang Yang, Bubba Ray Dudley come down to the ring to clear things out. But again, the damage is done as the York Foundation picks up the win. Next, we have another tag team match, and this is kind of even funny. You thought Ron Bass and Black Bart had a quick match. Fabulous Freebirds versus Rough and Ready. Spike Piledriver, 33 seconds. And they left rough land in the middle of the ring and just walked out. It's like, wasn't even worth their time. They come out, and like Bass and Bart, they want what's rightfully theirs. And they want a world tag team title shot. They had been the world tag team champions before. They wanted them back again. And they are one of the top tag teams. So that is definitely something that should be coming up in the month of July. A tag team title match for them. But again, Michael Hayes tends to get himself into a situation now and then. So maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. We'll have to see about that. Finally, the main event. Kerry Von Erich, the American heavyweight champion, facing Terry Funk in a non-title match. And as I promised at the beginning of the podcast, this has a little bit of a twist to it. Because, as you know, Kerry came in as the Texas All-Star Wrestling Texas Heavyweight Champion. Texas All-Star Wrestling being run as a joint venture between Fritz Von Erich and Dory Funk Jr. So now in this match, in the PWA, in Rockford, Illinois, we have the son of one of the promoters and the brother of the other facing each other. And these two guys don't necessarily like each other anyway, but Dory Funk makes a appearance in this match. David Von Erich makes an appearance in this match. And finally, it gets to the point where Kerry is just loses it, grabs a chair, smacks Terry Funk over the head with it, getting himself disqualified in a time of 8 minutes, 15 seconds. But that brings out, again, Dory Funk and Junior and Senior. You've got the Guerreros, Chavo and Hector. You've got all the Von Erichs coming out on the other side. It becomes pandemonium in the ring. And finally, the lights go out. And in true fashion, a man we didn't figure we'd ever see back in a PWA match again comes out. The only light in the arena, the spotlight on him. Undertaker slowly walking to the ring. Everybody in the ring kind of trying to figure out what the heck he's doing because he's not involved in this. And then he walks into the ring. The lights come back on. He's standing toe-to-toe with both Kerry Von Erich and Terry Funk. Everybody else kind of spread out into the ring. And he grabs both their arms, holds them up. What is that all about? What is that? Well, apparently it's got to be an attempt at an invasion from Texas into the PWA. But why? I mean, the only thing we have to offer them is that David signed a contract with us. And now Kerry has a contract with us. But again, what is it? Because then the lights go out. When they come on a minute later, everybody's gone. The ring is completely empty. We have no clue what's happening. And we'll hopefully have more information next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, the promoter of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. Thanking you for being here, and we'll see you next week.